This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
You came to Europe as a boy, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I came, actually, as a young man. I was I saved my money and bought it, one of those glorious trips, like see 12 countries in 12 minutes. And there were no airplanes, so you know we saw most of it from the train window.
Yes.
But it was a terribly exciting experience for me because I'm very visually minded and I knew every work of art before I came. So I think anybody who'd been near me would have heard nothing but, oh, that's it. So that's what it looks like.
And when did you next come?
Then I went to Yale, to the university in New Haven, Connecticut, and every year I came over with the Glee Club,
mm-hmm.
and I sang with it, and we came over and traveled all over Europe and sang in contests, and yes. had a marvelous time.
And when you left Yale?
Then I went and taught school at a school, a boys' school called Riverdale Country School, and I had a kind of... But a strange course that this man who was the head of the school allowed me to introduce, where I would go into classes and tell the students studying Latin what the people looked like through the portrait sculpture of Rome or through what little painting is left or mosaics. And then I did that throughout all of the classes in the school. It was fascinating. It really was.
Indeed. How long were you a schoolmaster?
Just 2 years, until I found out that the students knew more than I did.
So what did you do?
So then I came back over here and went to the Courtauld Institute.
How did the theater come into your life?
Well, I have a suspicion vaguely through the Glee Club. The thing of performing I liked. So while I was here at the Courtauld, I met some people who worked at the Gate Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down and met Norman Marshall. And Norman gave me a walk-on part as a policeman in a play called Chicago.
You did several plays at the Gate, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did that. And then my second play was Victoria Regina by Lawrence Houseman. And I played Prince Albert. And then before I went back to New York to play that same play with Helen Hayes, I did The Affairs of Anatole, Granville Barker's translation.
Yes. You had a long run in New York in Victoria Regina.
Yes, it ran 3 years. And it was very exciting 3 years. It really was. And it was at the age of 23 to be in the number one hit with the number one star in a number one part.
This was a quick success,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It took me about 5 years to live up to it.
Let's talk about the other half of your life. You, of course, take a great interest in the art world. You do a lot of committee work in American museums and art foundations.
Yes. That goes really back to my debt to the president, President Roosevelt, because I feel that the actor, if he is an important actor in the public's mind, that part of his debt to himself particularly and to his public is to be a public servant and to do something good. The one thing I knew before I became an actor was the history of man through his art. And in America, we were a nation, quite honestly, of blind people. Actually, musically, we're terribly aware, but we're still just learning how to open our eyes and see. We aren't concentrated, and it's a big effort to go and see pictures.
Yes.
Television has flunked it. Radio gave us music in its very best. You know, I mean, the world is conscious of good music, of all kinds of music. But television has given us no pictures.
That is sadly true. You lecture each year on art all
yes,
over the state.
I go every single year, usually in the month of February. I should have my head examined because it's the worst month in America from top to bottom, weather-wise, and I fly. But I have lectured in 200 colleges in about 350 different cities. I lecture on Van Gogh. I lecture on a thing called Three American Voices, which is Walt Whitman and Tennessee Williams and Whistler.
Mm.
I lecture on the American spirit, and I feel that part of my job is to interest the American people in themselves culturally.